This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A rocket attack in Iraq late Monday near the Erbil airport and a nearby base housing U.S. troops killed one foreign civilian contractor and injured at least five other people, including a U.S. service member. This news comes from the U.S. coalition in Iraq and officials in the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. A group called Saraya Aliya al-Dam claimed responsibility for the attack. It was the most violent assault on U.S.-led forces in Iraq for almost a year. Tensions have escalated between militias aligned with Iran on one side and U.S. forces and their Iraqi and Kurdish allies on the other side. On Monday, authorities said about three rockets fell in an area between the airport and the base. Two other rockets were reported to have struck civilian neighborhoods, wounding several people. The Iraqi president tweeted that the attack marked, quote, a dangerous escalation and a criminal terrorist attack. The prime minister of the autonomous Kurdish region condemned the attack, quote, in the strongest terms. Coalition officials said it's unclear if the military base housing U.S. troops was the target of the attack, but the group claiming responsibility said it targeted the base over the so-called American occupation in Iraq. The African nation of Chad will send 1,200 troops to combat jihadists in a flashpoint Sahel border zone, according to its president. A group of African nations in France are holding talks against insurgencies raging in the Sahel, which, according to the UN, have killed thousands and displaced more than 2 million. The talks include Burkina Faso, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, and France, all holding talks on the future of their campaign. The troops will be deployed to the Flashpoint 3 border zone between Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso.